Morning. Good morning. And it's time for one-on-one with the pros. And I have with me Casey Williams here. And it seems like just the other day, we're out there at Green Country Village, senior community, looking at old cars and new people.
It was so fun. Oh, thank you guys for coming out and doing Facebook Live with us. It was a really special event. Mm-hmm. It was Cars for a Cause, because memories matter. It was a car show to raise awareness and funds for the Alzheimer's Association.
And it worked out well for everyone concerned.
I will tell you, I have never been to a car show. I mean, I may have been to one like on the periphery. I've never been involved in one. That is a special group of people.
They are.
They were supportive, kind, considerate. People we didn't know were assisting behind the scenes. Wes Standridge of Standridge Flooring.
What a guy.
Oh, my gosh. Just action-packed adventure, that one. But he was truly instrumental in getting this thing going and as successful as it was.
Oh, my. Yeah. You know, with the teamwork and basically, you know, like you said, you've never done one before. And some would say flying blind. I would say, nah, I think there was a little divine intervention going on there, because the right people got all together at the right time, and he had a perfect day. It started out a little chilly, but that bright sunshine, oh, it was gorgeous.
It was gorgeous. It was, you know, it was a little slow going, because I think it was like 33, 34 in the morning. But but by noon, we had a nice showing of people, of visitors, of vendors. One thing, we raised almost $4,000 with that event.
Wow.
And our walk to end Alzheimer's.
That's pretty darn good.
Yeah, and for our inaugural car show, we just can't be happier about it. Some of the feedback that we got is we can't wait till next year. And I'll tell you, Wes, since he's a car show guy, he knows all the people that do car things and have car businesses. And,
you bet.
Yeah. And we had, I can't remember how many, it was over 100, I think it was like 130 vendors and car guys and pharmacies and that have giveaways for the car show people.
Oh, yeah. Swag bags.
It was swag bag city. Yeah. And we couldn't, I mean, we were calling numbers and names all day, because we didn't have time to, like, that was all we did. And for me to be able to partner with the community here and the car show community was just, I don't know what else to say, but thank you. It was really great. Just everything from hand lotion to jumper cables, I don't even know what all, hats. There was, I mean, the list goes on and on. There was a Bible that was given. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there are car things that were given that I don't even know what they are, but Wes could tell you. So we were just really pleased with the car show and community support for our very first car show.
That is absolutely wonderful. And I saw many of the residents come out after it warmed up.
Yes.
And some were given the royal treatment, being carted around on the golf courts and the golf carts, and they were just loving it.
Oh, my gosh. I have the best pictures and hilariousness just to see. It looked a little bit like a clown car because everybody wanted to be on the golf carts. And, you know, Adam's golf course let us borrow two golf carts throughout the day, and that was handy for us getting around as volunteers needed to get from here to there. But it was also really great for our residents to be able to, you know, be shown around in a really personal way, but it helped with getting around too.
It did. It did. And of course, some folks maybe have never even been to the grounds and never have seen the facility. How many did you keep count of how many folks stopped by for a visit? But I know that they did at Green Country Village.
Yes, and that was that's probably, somebody probably knows that number. It's not me.
Yeah, that's okay.
But I will say that we're already planning for next year's car show.
Wonderful.
Just because we just saw how well it went and how great the car show people are and our visitors. Mm-hmm. So we'll be letting y'all know soon. Mm-hmm. Because I know that our sponsors, they like to earmark that money pretty early in the year.
They do.
And we like planning it early in the year. So, I mean, not that the event will be early in the year, but ready to go, probably another
plug
fall
and
event.
Play. Yep, ready to roll.
Yeah, ready to roll. So we were delighted. I mean, I just can't say enough great things about it. Really can't.
Now, you got some other things that are coming up, too, because out there at Green Country Village, things don't stop. They keep moving forward, 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 and it really at a pretty good pace.
Yes, sometimes it's blindingly fast because December is getting ready to hit. We are just talking, is it November, actually?
Yeah.
Nuts. It's crazy. So next week, November 11th through the 15th, we have, it's not an event, we're calling them kind of pop-up shops. Mm-hmm. You might see them in malls during the Christmas season, yeah. Little kiosks or little things where just you have a shop just for a little bit for people to shop, getting something new. And so we were taking that idea, but we wanted to bring it to Green Country. Mm-hmm. And so we're having pop-up shops every day next week from 10 a.m. to noon in independent living. And we have vendors, we called local vendors. It helps our residents and associates, which are employees, to be able to shop within the grounds of Green Country.
Right there on campus.
Right there on campus. Early enough to where they can get some of that done. Maybe mail it out if they have loved ones far away. Mm-hmm. But some of our vendors were just delighted. Again, community, we talk about it over and over, don't we? And it's just how they step up and say, sure, I'd be willing to have a booth there. I'd really, you know, be willing to have a pop-up shop. So Moxie on 2nd, they're everywhere.
They are.
They are. Christy and is such a community-minded person, and she's going to be there with some of her darling things. Buttercup Market, which is over by Food Pyramid, it is a precious shop. And Tracy's going to have a pop-up shop there. Osborne Books, mostly children and young adult books, but for grandmas and great-grandmas and grandpas and associates with children, it's going to be a great, great shopping experience. Sidekick Designs is going to be there. They make cute little earrings. Sarah and Pam from Bartlesville, they make these darling earrings. So those will be on my shopping list. St. Luke's Bookstore, they will be there for us. Myrtle's Market, Martha's Task with their beautiful handmade goods.
Can't go wrong there.
Oh, my gosh. They
Hard
have
workers.
Gorgeous.
Yeah,
and gorgeous things. Mm-hmm. Tuckerbee's Honey is going to be there. And we're going to have some peanut brittle makers and a pecan lady. So right now, and who knows, we may have more than that. But every day there's something different, something new. It's from 10 to 12. Anybody's welcome to come. We have it for our residents and our associates. But if you're out wanting to get a little pop-up shop, come to Green Country.
Yeah, you'll have yourself a little adventure there, too. You'll probably run into some pretty cool people.
Yeah.
That's a guarantee.
Well, that's a guarantee. We have just the greatest residents, and so we really like to be able to provide for them. We like to go out into the community. I think a group today is going to Tulsa for an event today. And then, of course, we are bringing in our Shopping on the Greens pop-up shops next week. We're having an event closer to the end of November. It's called Toast the Season.
Now, that sounds good.
Yeah. It's going to be a party for our residents, and it's a referral party. So a referral party is when our residents say, I have someone that I think would really make a great fit at Green Country, and they're invited free of charge. They get to come. They get to enjoy the atmosphere of Green Country and learn a little bit more about it.
And really, that's pretty fun. And it's no pressure, nothing. It's, hey, let's all have some fun. And, oh, by the way, this is what it looks like. This is how it operates. And if this is something you're interested in, we can talk a little further, but not tonight. We'll just have some fun.
That's exactly right. Yeah. They are not going to get the timeshare sales group that night.
No,
or any time, really.
Or any time, really, because these things really speak for themselves. Thank you, by the way, for that nice guided tour that you gave me a couple of months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And that, if you haven't taken a tour, and maybe you are having parents who are of the age where maybe that big old house is just a little too big these days. Mm-hmm. This is something to check out, and maybe even for yourself, or if you have a spouse that's needs a little extra care and you're kind of challenged in providing it, you know, this is another way too. But I do want to underscore that the active living community mm-hmm. is very active. They don't slow down for anything.
No. And that's, I will tell you on a personal note, these residents are teaching me really how to age well. And to know senior living, it's not retirement. It's senior living. They are out and about.
Key word there is living.
Living and going. I laugh. I see a couple residents. I only see the back of their head most days because they are Zoom. They're out of here. And also you mentioned mm-hmm. something like you might have a spouse or you're caring for someone that it's getting a little much for you.
Yeah, maybe a parent.
Yeah. We have some couples where one of the spouses is doing pretty well. Mm-hmm. The other one might just need a little bit of care, maybe some companion care coming in, or if the cleaning and cooking and yard is overwhelming for the pretty active spouse, it takes that pressure off so they can care more for their loved one.
Mm-hmm.
And so, we have some people in independent living where one spouse is really doing well and the other one needs just a little more assistance.
A little help, yeah.
Yep, they're in independent living because we can relieve the pressure of the caregiver.
Oh yeah.
But if they need even more medical hands-on help or memory care, we do have that. Assisted living is more of a hands-on medical management. They'll manage medicines, help with bathing and dressing if necessary.
But they try to keep you as independent as possible.
Absolutely. They're welcome to use our transportation. We are not a secured community in assisted living, which is unique to Bartlesville.
It is.
We also have our memory care community, which is for those people with cognitive issues. Those people are personally trained to handle the situations that may arise with someone with dementia or another cognitive issue.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a special place, too.
It is. It truly is. And it's nestled right there on Swan Drive.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful area. Got the big pond on the side.
26 acres.
Yeah.
It's awesome. And so it's really kind of funny because it's a big acreage right in the middle of town. Walmart right across the street.
But you never know. Once you're on the ground, you have no idea what's around you because it's that big.
It is. It's that big. And you
didn't
know. And it's that quiet. Even, so that is something that we just really love. Right now, it's gorgeous with the leaves changing. And
it's a postcard picture time out there.
It really is. It really is. And there's so many outside areas to sit and walk and enjoy. Walk your dog if you want because we love to have pets at Green Country. So, anybody that's welcome to come by. They can call 335-2086. They can look on our website, www.greencountryvillage.com. Mm-hmm. Like that was hard. Or just stop by. We'd love to see you and meet you.
Now, the two events, once again, we've got the little pop-up shop thing coming up.
Shopping on the Green, and that's starting next Monday.
Next Monday.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so there you go.
Look on our website, and I'll have that information up for you.
And when's the holiday toasty roasty coming up?
It's at the end of the month, and I think it's the Thursday before Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's a good time to do that.
Yeah.
Right before crazy hits.
Right before crazy hits. So it'll be on my... on our Facebook at greencountryvillage.com.
All righty, great. Well, I tell you what, I thank you very much for being here with us today.
And
Casey,
always
it's
fun.
Always fun, and we will be seeing you very, very soon. And let's have a little fun out there coming up next Monday, and, of course, out there the Thursday before Thanksgiving, too. Casey,
all right.
Thank you.
Thanks. Take care. Bye-bye.
All righty, bye-bye. And you've been listening to One-on-One.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1. News Talk K1 at AM 1400 and 93.3 FM.
I want to say thank you so much, and you do a brilliant job laying it out.
You're kind of like a dad to me. You say all the things that I shouldn't think in myself and trying to get me in the right direction. I don't know what I'd do if you weren't on the radio.
I just wanted to call and say thank you so much for what you do. I really do appreciate you.
K1.
K1 at AM 1400 for more than 60 years. Try us now at 93.3 FM.
Wake the heck up.
Wake up with Phil and Tom in the morning. I'm Tom Davis. I'll bring you the headlines of the day. Phil Weaver handles the entertainment and the extended forecast. For sports, it doesn't get any better than Evan Farbach, bringing you the latest from high school, college, and the pros. Phil and Tom in the morning.
Every morning.
Every morning.
On 1400 and 93.3 K1. The one you trust.